deepest ocean, just to see my love before I die. But the sea is wide, and I cannot swim over, nor have I wings, so I could fly. I wish I could meet a handsome old man to carry me on, my love and I. In Kilkenny, it is reported, a marble stone as black as ink, with gold and silver I did support her. But I sing no more till I've had a drink. Well, I'm drunk today, and I'm seldom sober. A handsome rover from town to town. Oh, but I'm sick now, my days are numbered. Ye young men, and lay me down. Come all ye young men, and lay me down.
You are listening to Brian Ferry's The Bride Strip Bear, a track called Carrick Fergus, which of course is a town in Ireland. And I guess, I'm not sure who wrote that, but yeah, Brian Ferry's, I think it's his first solo album, came out September 1st, 1978. Fifth solo album, pardon me. What am I? I'm way out. Fifth solo album by English singer Brian Ferry. It was released in 78. So Ferry was releasing solo albums as much as he was doing Roxy Music albums. Band had been on, the Roxy Music band had been on hiatus for 3 years, and it was recorded after his girlfriend Jerry Hall left him for Mick Jagger in 1977, and contains references to the breakup. It peaked at number 13 in the UK, and recorded at Mountain Studios in Montreux, Atlantic Studios in New York. And yeah, it's a bit of a sad album, bit of a low key affair. So people on it include Brian Ferry, of course, Ann O'Dell, Steve Nye on piano, Neil Hubbard on guitar, Wendy Wachell on guitar, Alan Spencer on bass, the great late Herbie Flowers on bass, John Wetton on bass, the late John Wetton, Mel Collins, whole bunch of London favourite musicians. And yeah, it's not a bad album. It's there's quite a few covers on it, and there's some original tunes. And, you know, it's Brian Ferry's a funny kind of guy. It's not, he's like anti kind of popular, but at the same time, he's a really big cult following. And when we were growing up in England, when you went to the local disco, they would have a Bowie Ferry kind of thing going on in the music, and they would play sets of Bowie and Ferry together, and it was a certain crowd that got up and danced to that stuff, and so I just remember that. Anyway, let's continue with one more, I think. Oh, we've got two more tracks from this Bride Street Bear before we get into the solo Phil Manzanera. We're going to do an Otis Redding classic, a song that my band did back in the day. And this is Brian Ferry doing Otis Redding's That's How Strong My Love Is, right here on CJSF 90.1 and, of course, on thehouseofbrog.com.
If I was a songbird way up there, I'd go with love most everywhere. I'd be the moon when the sun goes down, just to let you know that I'm still around. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. Strong my love is. I'd be the weeping willow drowning in my tears, and you could go swimming when you were here. And I'd be the rainbow after the tears have gone, wrap you in my colors and keep you warm. That's how strong my love is. 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 I'd be the ocean so deep and wide, and get all the tears whenever you cry. And I'd be the breeze after the storm is gone, dry your eyes and rub you on the wall. That's how strong my love is. 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 Strong my love is. So much love, so much love. That's how strong my love is. Any kind of love you want, I would get for you. Any kind of love,
Thank you. We'll be right back. I've got to get away. Be smart, stay cool, hey, don't be that way. You know I love you, but I really cannot say. I booked a ticket on a plane. She said that she was on the phone. Called long distance, then she smiled and said, I'm coming home. She packed a bag and blew a kiss at Mist and gave the dog a pat. And then she said she had to run, 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 run. If you knew where to look, she could bear contemplation. Her assets ain't suffered because of inflation. Sure, sex meant a lot, and I'd give her my best shot. If I wasn't so hot, well, there must have been some books that I could read. I grabbed her hand and asked her, honey, there must be something wrong. And she replied, well, how can I live in such a lightweight society?